Welcome back to the Beats Daily YouTube show and podcast. On today's show, I'm going to talk about different ways that you can use influencers to market your music and your beats. Let's go. So in the last episode, I covered the question that many artists and producers have been asking themselves over the last year or so, and that is, are influencers a good way to market my beats or my music? Now, if you didn't check out that episode or you missed it, there's gonna be a link right up here in the corner. I'm also going to leave a link to that episode down in the description below. So make sure to go ahead and check it out to find out if influencers will be a good way for you to market your music and your beats. In this show, I'm gonna cover different ways that you can use influencers to market your music or your beats. Now there's three main ways. That's with a story post, a feed post, and a collaboration. Let's jump into story post first. A story post is when an Instagram influencer posts a story post, whether it's a picture or whether it's a 15-second video, but they post it in their story. And it's a promotion for your Instagram or your SoundCloud, or maybe to download a track or to listen to a track. It can be any type of promotion. Now with this promotion, you usually put the image together or you put the video together and you let the influencer know what you want it to say and where you want it to link to. And then you forward that over to the influencer and then they post it in their storyboard. Now, there's some pros and cons to a story post. A couple of the pros, or should I say the main pro, is it's really kind of the lowest marketing point for an influencer. Since you're only going to reach the maximum amount of people that actually follow their stories, you're not gonna necessarily reach the full number of followers that they have like you would on a feed post, which I'm gonna talk about next. So because you're not reaching the full amount of people, say they have 1 million followers, since they don't have 1 million people looking at their story a day, you are not going to necessarily reach as many people, but these people are usually more engaging. So it's still a very good idea to use. Now with a story post, that is a pro. Now some of the cons are a story post is only up for 24 hours. Sometimes, depending on the influencer and the cost and what they charge, then sometimes they do take the post down in 12 hours. So there is a time restriction when it does come to a feed post, but it's still a great way to be able to reach people. Another slight con is it is only a 15-second video if you do decide to do a video. Now, a lot of people like to consume that shorter content, and then if they like it and it's very engaging, it's a good way to get them back to your page or to whatever you want them to go to. Also, if you can get them to use the swipe up feature, that really helps too, aside from just linking to your Instagram. So when it comes to a feed post, it's a story post, it's a very good idea to use those. And to be honest with you, I like to start with a story post with the influencer to see what kind of engagement I get before I move on to a feed post, which is usually a lot higher in price. Speaking of feed posts, let's go ahead and jump into that one right now. Now, a feed post is just that. It's a post that the influencer puts on their feed, which is their main wall, so to speak, on their Instagram. And that's what we're mainly talking about today. So the feed post has the potential to reach all of the followers and then some, whereas even though a story post can reach other followers, it's not going to reach as many outside followers or as many followers as the influencer has as a feed post. Because of this, a feed post is a lot higher in cost comparing. Now, there are some influencers I know that it's about 3 times difference. There's between a story post and a feed post. There are some influencers that it's about 15 times the cost between a story post and a feed post. So think about that, and that's why I say using a story post is good to start with, because then you can see what kind of interaction, engagement you can get from that influencer for a small amount of money to see what you can scale to. So feed posts are great. Now, some influencers do take them down off their feed after 24 to 48 hours. Some will keep them up. Usually the ones that they keep up are collaborations, and that's what I'm going to cover next. Those are a little bit higher, but let's go ahead and stay with feed post real quick. So with the feed post, there are some pros. It promotion reaches people, and it's you really get a longer video. So on a feed post, you can use an image, and or you can use a video. Sometimes you can use multiple images if the influencer will let you, or multiple clips of videos. Also, you get a larger area for text for them to write something and link back to you or tag other people. So you kind of get more, you get more place for a description or whatnot to get your promotion across. Maybe it's a giveaway or something like that. That will help resonate and get more engagement from the people that do see it. So because of that, there are some big reasons why the cost of a feed post is so much higher. Now, again, the main con is it's a lot higher cost. So if you're on a very limited budget, whereas say maybe you get a feed post for $1,500, but you can get story posts from different influencers for $100, I would rather do 15 story posts and spread them out over different influencers than one post for $1,500, because collectively you're gonna reach more people. So there's a lot of pros to a feed post as opposed to a story post. And there's just one main con, and like I said, that is a higher price. Collaboration post, let's jump into that now. A collaboration post. Now, this is just exactly that. Now, this can be a post that is put in the feed, or this is a post that can be posted in the story. Now, depending on the influencer and what you have set up with them, some of them will do a promotion in the story, letting them know to check out the post in the feed. So they'll kind of use their story to push it, to push people to the feed, which will help you get more. So again, it just depends on what you're working out. But usually a collaboration post is a video 30 seconds to 60 seconds long, because 60 seconds long is the max length video you can have in your feed, although you can do multiple ones. Next, it's working with the influencer themselves. So it's not just the influencer posting and saying, hey, go check out my buddy, or hey, go look at this, or you might want to check this out. No, this is the influencer actually doing a skit with you, or using your product, using your service, whatever it may be. The influencer is actually involved in what is going on in the video content of this post. Because of that, there are some cons. One, you either have to use extra cost and get the influencer to your state, or you have to fly or drive or whatever, or get out to where the influencer is. So usually, besides the cost of the influencer, which could be less or more than what a feed post is, you also have to worry about possible traveling and hotel charges and such like that. So those are extra costs that you can incur with a collaboration post. Now, maybe you'll get lucky, and what I suggest is starting out with those who have a larger following than you that are in your state, especially if they're close to you. The reason for this is obvious. You don't have to worry about the extra travel costs. Plus, because you're in the same state, they may even work with you and give you a little bit lower cost, or maybe even just be a full collaboration where you can you guys just work together. That right there is going to depend on how many followers they have. Of course, if you have just a couple thousand followers, or even less than 1,000, and you're working with somebody or trying to work with somebody that has a few hundred thousand, they're probably gonna charge you. But if you have a few thousand followers, 2,000 or 3,000, and you find somebody that has 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 10,000 followers that are within your state, they may not even charge you, or maybe they'll even charge you lunch. So look at collaboration posts with what we call micro-influencers, influencers that have very large engagement on their videos or on their content, and they've got small amount of followers, 3,000 to 5,000 and up, but they have a lot of engagement. Just because somebody has 3,000 followers doesn't mean that they can be considered a micro-influencer. At one point in time, I was able to be considered a micro-influencer because of my engagement. I mean, I only had 3,000 followers, but was posting videos that would get 17,000 views without any paid promotion. It was using hashtags and people were sharing my content. Now, my engagement rate is not as high, so I'm really kind of on that borderline. So you have to make sure that you're consistently posting. I don't want to get too far off that. So collaboration post, let's jump to that. Now, pros for a collaboration post are you get to take video. So not only are they going to post it, you can record the content that you're making with them and use that content for future posts. You can also repost it. So that it's not, you got to think of maybe the extra cost, but you get extra content for that as well. So it's something that you can continue to play out and keep going. So that is a definite pro. Again, a con, like I said, is you may have to travel. You may have to incur extra costs to travel. So those are just some things to keep in mind. Overall, the collaboration post, while it's probably the highest cost post, it is the most effective post, especially if you have the right type of influencer that you're working with that's really going to resonate with the target market that you're really searching for. So I'm going to get into more videos on how to choose an influencer, how to contact an influencer, how to work out a deal with an influencer. Those are all videos that are up and coming. I just figured that I would put them out in an order that would be very easy for somebody to follow along. That is it for the collaboration side. So you have, let's recap real quick. You have a story post, a feed post, and a collaboration post, which usually goes in the feed as well, but sometimes goes to both the feed and the story. That's it. Those are the three main types of promotions that you can have an Instagram influencer use to promote your music, your beats, your website, and just kind of help you build brand awareness. Maybe you want to do a giveaway or something like that. Those are all things that you can use these influencers to help you do. So that's it for today's show. Thank you for checking it out. If it brought you any value, I would appreciate it if you go ahead and give it a thumbs up. If it resonated any questions, comments, concerns, I would love to hear from you. We reply to every comment, so go ahead and leave it down in the comment section down below. Links to a previous video. The previous one is Will an Influencer Marketing Work to Market My Music? I'm going to go ahead, like I said, leave one up here. There's going to be a link in the description. I'll also make sure that there's a link in the pinned comment, the first pinned comment as well. If you want to follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, any of those, Snapchat, links are all down in the description. If you haven't subscribed to this channel already, maybe you want to think about smashing that subscribe button. If you love the content, go ahead and click on the little bell. That way you're alerted and you're part of the notification gang, and you'll be alerted every time I upload new videos and when I do go live. Thanks again for all your support. I hope you're having an amazing week. Peace. Until the next video.